Venezuela has been in chaos this week after opposition leader Juan Guaido urged followers to take to the streets in a show of force. The Trump administration welcomed the move. It didn't work, though. Nicolas Maduro is still president. But the ripple effects extend all the way to Washington, D.C., and right outside the empty Venezuelan embassy. NPR's Brakten Booker explains what's going on.
The scene outside the Venezuelan embassy was chaotic. On one side, left-wing activists siding with Maduro shouting at counter-protesters. On the other, supporters of Guaido. Medea Benjamin leads the left-wing activist group Code Pink.
We are here to say stop, negotiate peaceful solutions, not civil war, not coups, not U.S. intervention.
Her group has no connection to Venezuela and is known for agitating in high-profile settings. Members of the Maduro government left the embassy in March, and Code Pink says they were invited by the Maduro government to stay there and protect the embassy.
But as of yesterday, this very angry, vicious group of Guaido supporters came here and are blocking every entrance.
The United States is among many nations that say not Maduro, but Juan Guaido is Venezuela's legitimate leader. Outside the embassy, Animal Yamin says he supports the Guaido government. He adds he's got family in Venezuela who have been hurt in the uprisings there.
This has got to go. These people that we see here, all these trespassers that are not even Venezuelans.
28-year-old Anne Lee Ronda is Venezuelan. She also supports Guaido.
I don't understand how they say that they don't like the U.S. intervening in Venezuela, but they're intervening on our embassy.
Code Pink says they're going to stay in the embassy for the long haul, even though it's ultimately the responsibility of the U.S. government to keep the embassy safe. Brakten Booker, NPR News, Washington.